The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mike Edwards with another edition of the Armchair Traveler from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Washington Post, National Geographic Traveler, and AAA Go magazine. Now, before we begin our journey on today's Armchair Traveler, please let me remind you that neither the North Carolina Reading Service nor I are endorsing any of the cruises, safaris, tours, or other travel itineraries that might be featured in the articles we will be reading. These are selected simply for your enjoyment and edification. Now, throughout September, Armchair Traveler has featured articles that center on what we might hear when we travel. On today's program, we begin with Colombia, Land of a Thousand Rhythms, prepared by the editors of National Geographic Traveler and appearing in their August-September 2019 issue. And it begins with Welcome to Colombia, where cowboys sing to their cattle, the jungles of the Pacific echo with the sweet sounds of the marimba, and dance floors shake to the beat of cumbia, reggaeton, and champeta. Colombia's musical diversity is so great that it has been called the country of a thousand rhythms, 1,025 divided between more than 150 different musical genres, to be exact. Just as the country's world-leading biodiversity is a product of its five exotic regions, the Caribbean, Pacific, Andes, Amazon, and Eastern Plains, its musical diversity also stems from a complex geographical blend of cultures and traditions. Cumbia music, for example, mixes both African and indigenous instruments and musical traditions to form a genre that is uniquely Colombian. From the wild heart of the Amazon rainforest to the windswept deserts of the Caribbean coast, Colombians live and breathe rhythm and melody, and there's no better way to discover the heart of this vibrant country than through its music. And we have the experience part of this article, they call it, Experiencing It, Six Essential Colombian Musical Experiences. Colombia's rhythmic biodiversity, rather, is so great that music lovers could easily spend weeks in a single region and barely scratch the surface of its musical traditions. Here's a handful of standout experiences that simply cannot be missed. Now, dance salsa in Cali. No musical tour of Colombia is complete without a visit to the salsa capital of the world. Whether you choose to get hands-on and take classes at a local dance school or shake your stuff in one of the city's hundreds of salsa clubs. Rumba in Bogota. Now, the capital city of Colombia, Bogota, is a melting pot of cultures and musical genres, a perfect starting point when exploring the country's diverse music, from massive electronic clubs to bars showcasing the best live music from all of Colombia's regions. A weekend in Bogota is a hip-shaking good time. Then on to Sing to Cows in Los Llanos. Ride horseback across the vast eastern plains with a llanero cowboys while they sing a cappella to the cattle. That's got to be interesting. This traditional practice has been named an intangible cultural heritage of humanity by UNESCO. And then we visit the San Basilio de Planique. The village of San Basilio de Planique is known as the birthplace of champeta and as such is one of Colombia's most important musical destinations. Here you can pay a visit to legendary musicians like Sexteto Tabala, as well as new groups like the Gambalisa Mai, who rap in a mixture of Spanish and the local language, Palenquero. Well, then we move on to the Carnival de Barranquilla. No musical trip to Colombia would be complete without a trip to the Carnival. Now, Colombia's most important festival is also the second biggest carnival in the world. For four raucous days, the coastal city of Barranquilla gives itself over entirely to music, dancing, and celebration. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? And then we have our final place in the six essential Colombian musical experiences, Amazonian music in Leticia. Once a year in November, the indigenous people of the Colombian Amazon gather in the jungle city of Leticia for the International Festival, Amazonian Popular Music. Okay. Now on to a section they call Feel It in Colombia. And we start with Vallenato. Vallenato is perhaps Colombia's most emblematic folk music genre. During the Vallenato Legend Festival in April, the city of Valledupar takes their passion for the accordion to a whole new level as the top Vallenato musicians duel it out to be crowned the country's best accordion player. And you have to go to the Museum of Accordion in Valledupar really to appreciate all this. And then we go to the Joropo. The rhythm of Colombia's eastern plains is played on stringed instruments like the harp and the cuatro, a small four-stringed guitar with maracas providing the beat. The cowboys of this region often sing joropo songs while crossing the plains on horseback. And where to go? The International Joropo Tournament in Villa Vicencio. Okay? And then we have cumbia, a mixture of the indigenous and African musical influences. Cumbia is traditionally played by three different drums and a gaita flute. It's one of the most iconic genres of the Caribbean coast and is especially popular in Santa Marta and Guajira Peninsula. And you need to go to Tayrona National Park to look at that while you're there in Cumbia. And then we move on to curralayo. Curralayo is played on marimbas handmade from the wood of the chanta plant and is the most important genre of the Pacific. Now, dancing to the Pacific region, I should say, dancing to the rhythms of curralao on the Pacific coast is a magical musical experience in Colombia, and you need to go to the Petronio Alvarez Festival in Cali to really appreciate all this. And then we have champeta, originating from Afro-Colombian communities nested along the Caribbean coast. Champeta has evolved from its early folkloric roots to become one of the most popular genres in the discos of Cartagena and Barranquilla. Now, champeta parties often take place on the street with the music booming out of sound systems known as picos. And where to go? Cartagena, of course. And then we have the reggaeton. The new kid on the block is an intoxicating blend of dance hall and hip-hop. Many reggaeton artists like J Balvin, Maluma, and Karol G have found international fame in recent years and taken the genre from the streets of Medellin to the dance floors around the world. And you need to go to Medellin to get the full influence of this one. Now, how about discovering some diverse rhythms of Colombia with a geographical playlist showcasing the best of cumbia, champeta, joropo, and more? Now, Yo Me Voy a Cartagena is Martina La Peligrosa and Mr. Black, a joyful, lilting champeta track, which is sure to get your feet moving. And again, these are all available as recordings or live performances, as the case may be. Another one is Feeling Happy by Elkin Robinson and the Acalados, upbeat Caribbean folk from the island of San Andres and Providencia. This tune is sure to put a smile on your face. Then we have the Una Eterna Primavera, Puerto Candelaria. This jaunty number from the Medellin is perfect soundtrack for a visit to the city of eternal spring. Fly Away is Maya and Ira King's. You won't need a strong coffee to dance to this one. The pulsating rhythms of Fly Away are the ideal accompaniment for a trip trip through the rolling hills of the coffee region. So you get a little bit of both there. And then we have the Corazon Pacifico, Henricia de Tambique. The marimba is prominent on this inspiring ode to Colombian Pacific culture and identity. Then we have the Vida Aya Una Soya, and this is Lunica and Juventino Ojito. Combine this carnival-inspired salsa song with a trip to the Barranquilla to get your feet moving. And then we have the Cali a Sambrosuria. And it's Yuri Buenaventura and La Mamma Negra. Calleth Cali is flavor, according to this sizzling salsa track, and after hearing it, you'll be hard-pressed to deny it. And then we have El Alma del Mundo, Guato Cumbe in Ikea. Inspired by the indigenous cultures of the Santa Marta Mountains, this spiritual anthem mixes African drums and gaita flutes with electronic beats. Then we have Yo Me Voy para la Guajira, Niños de la Fundación Cultural Sendero de Acordeones, with the Guarachaca providing the backbone. The accordion is the star on this classic number, and it's from the desert peninsula of La Guajira. And then we have immense La Nura, Cuolo Valorama, El Cuolo is perhaps the most well-known joropo musician in Colombia. This epic track takes his ode to the culture of the plains and adds a modern twist. Then we have Simples Corazones Francesca. This fusion of Caribbean rhythms with modern pop is the perfect song to sum up the modern metropolis that is Bogota, where people from all over Colombia come together to feel the rhythm. And then finally, Los Cantos del Agua, Juan Pablo Vega and Maria Molara. A modern take on the traditional choral songs of the Amazon region, this song transports listeners straight to the heart of the jungle. Whoa. So, boy, you can get your feet moving there, right? Well, also in the August-September 2019 issue of National Geographic Traveler is writer Robert Reed's article about obsessions, music makers, subtitled Instrumental Exploits. And he tells of his efforts to bring home global sounds from Vietnamese guitars to Russian accordions. There's that accordion again. Wow. Anyway, let's take a look. A quarter century ago, while living in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, I saw an old blind man sitting in the middle of a busy intersection. As a stream of motorbikes and trucks spewing black exhaust whirred past, he plucked on an unusual electric guitar that had strings suspended above a carved-out fretboard. The melody was hauntingly beautiful. Spare notes emanating from a miniature bullhorn seemed to hang midair like a hummingbird before darting away. I had no idea what kind of music it was, but I've wanted one of those guitars ever since. This is how I approach souvenirs when I travel. Instead of T-shirts, regional syrups, or customized belts from fifth-generation beltmakers, I buy local instruments. Many have found their way home with me, an Ethiopian lyre like kirar, a South African drum, an Indian wood flute, a Vietnamese danbao zither, and a Hong Kong gong, even an archaic Soviet hand clap machine. This collection isn't some mad attempt to build a museum of world music or even to master any new instrument I acquire in more than three decades. I've only learned a few chords on a guitar. It's become more about the chase itself. In 1992, I enrolled in a Russian study abroad program just after the fall of the USSR. I'd heard you could trade Western items for all sorts of things, so I packed some old jeans, cassette tapes, and the big prize, a stained MTV jacket. One Saturday at the sprawling Izmailovsky flea market on Moscow's outskirts, I poked through random electronic parts, colorful polyester outfits, and assorted Soviet quiche before coming across something truly glorious, a green push-button harmonium. Russians love accordions like these. The vendor's eyes opened as wide as mine when he saw the MTV jacket, and we quickly agreed to an even swap, and my travel obsession came to life. I'm not the only one who chases music to its source. American banjo player Bela Fleck, for example, took his instrument to four countries in Africa, where the instrument's early origins began, to play it with local musicians. It led to a couple of albums and the charming documentary Throw Down Your Heart a decade ago. Around the same time, a Winnipeg couple discovered a music tourist milling about their front yard, Bob Dylan. He had come to Neil Young's childhood home to see if he could look out from Neil's bedroom window. They let him in. After all, who says no to Bob Dylan? I've always said that anyone looking to get a deeper sense of local life should simply follow a travel writer's approach. That is, treat an itinerary as a quest to try to learn or build something important to you. My quests tend to be musical. I made a road trip to Long Island, New York, based on Billy Joel lyrics, and created a bad rap song based on locals' descriptions of Saskatoon, Canada. Once I randomly took a cheap sky blue clarinet to St. Lucia's Jazz Festival to see if I could get a lesson. The hunt ended at the Castries police station, where the police band clarinetist showed me how to play some Mozart. Soon after moving back to Ho Chi Minh City last year, I started my hunt for that guitar I saw the blind man play all those years ago. Turns out it wasn't hard to find. The murky origins of the Phim Lon, or sunken fret guitar, likely brought by the French in the 19th century, have been linked with Spain and possibly Indian Vina music. In Vietnam, it's still used for Vong Kong, or Vong Co, I should say, nostalgia for the past music, which plays an integral role in a traditional Mekong Delta opera form called the Kwai Long. This year, it's the opera's genre centennial. And you can easily buy these guitars online, of course, or at Ho Chi Minh City Music Shops. One Central Street has more than two dozen luthiers making regular acoustic guitars. But I feel, and this could be the obsession talking, getting one just anywhere wouldn't be right. In his book, How Music Works, David Byrne of Talking Heads fame writes that environments specifically shape how music and instruments are born in a place. Experiencing them personally, he says, tells us how other people view the world. Yes, I want a scalloped fret guitar, but I want to find it in the place for which that guitar's quivering melody truly speaks. To track down the heart of this guitar's music means taking a trip to Bac Lu, a Mekong Delta town of 150,000, about 5 hours' drive from Ho Chi Minh City. They take music seriously. Google Maps photo shows its central square dotted with oversized monuments of traditional instruments as well as grand modern theater honoring Cao Van Lu. This hometown hero put the genre on the music map. One of the most enduring folk songs about a wife's lament for a husband away at war is still regularly played on TV and at concerts today. So I'm planning to visit Bac Lu to see if one of those weird-looking guitars has my name on it. Even if I don't find one, I love knowing that the blind man's song is still floating in the Vietnamese air. And speaking of musical sources, he has a couple of little add-ons here. These three well-known instrument companies offer tours or exhibits for additional music factories. And you can go to natgeotravel.com for more information. That's natgeotravel.com. But here are the musical sources he recommends, Robert Reed, the writer. A German immigrant named Steinwick, who was a bugler at the Battle of Waterloo, started making pianos in New York in 1853, and you can see Steinways being made at their factory in Queens, New York. Steinway & Sons is the name of it. The next company is C.F. Martin & Company in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. This German-American company has been producing acoustic guitars since the Andrew Jackson administration. Tours show the 300 steps it still takes to handcraft one. And then we have the Kamaka Ukulele. Kamaka has been making Hawaiian ukuleles, an instrument adapted from Portuguese machete guitars, since 1916. The family-run factory operates in Honolulu. So, wow, talk about some fun there, huh? Absolutely. So, whenever you say, let's see what we can see, be sure to turn on your ears, too, to see what you can hear. Well, another article in our series of what we might hear when we travel comes from the September 5th, 2019 issue of the Washington Post, and the writer Andrea Sachs headlines her story, From Bob Marley to Falco, 12 ambassadors choose the songs that best represent their country. So we'll give you a list here and names, so stick with us. This is going to be kind of an interesting article she's put together. And she begins, to get in the mood for an upcoming trip abroad, all you need to do is cue up a destination-themed soundtrack. If you're headed to England, maybe spend some Beatles, Bowie, or God Save the Queen, the Sex Pistols version. For Germany, you could crank up Beethoven, Kraftwerk, or Nana, but not David Hasselhoff. For better or worse, he's ours, not theirs. To help create an international playlist, Babbel, the online foreign language learning company, reached out to a dozen ambassadors posted in the United States. Now, the staff asked the diplomats to suggest the music that best represents their country's culture and musical heritage. Several respondents also explained the reason for their selections. An aha moment for at least one dignitary. And here are their picks, which cross multiple genres, eras, and levels of ability. Okay. Now, the first person that they talked to was Wolfgang Waldner, of Austria. And his selection, Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. He says, Falco is an Austrian icon whose music has influenced our nation's pop culture since the 1980s. Rock Me Amadeus was a number one hit on both sides of the Atlantic and blends virtuoso Viennese rap with international pop. Despite his untimely James Dean-like death, Falco's bigger-than-life persona is still celebrated all across Austria. Next is Dirk Wolters of Belgium and Arvos on Dance by Stromag. And he says, Paul Van Hebber, better known as Stromag, is one of Belgium's best-selling artists, born in Brussels and representing some of the best that Belgium has to offer. His music is influenced by Belgium New Beat music, as well as the timeless music of Jacques Brel, that other great Belgian musician. And then another selection is Belgian Jazz and Bluesette by Toots Thielemann. Also Belgian jazz, including two of Belgium's most celebrated musicians, Adolf Sax, who was Belgian and invented the saxophone in the 1840s, and Toots Thielemann, the Belgian jazz musician famous for playing his harmonica and appearing with musicians such as Quincy Jones, Stevie Wonder, Kenny Barner, and Pat Metheny, and many others. Then we have Tomer Stoichev of Bulgaria. And his selection was Islel del Yeo Hadurten, and it's by Vaya Boskanska. Now, Bulgarian folk music is by far the most extensive traditional art. The music has a distinctive sound and uses a wide range of traditional instruments. One of those instruments is the bagpipe. One of the most famous Bulgarian folk music singers is Vaya Boskanska. She's from the Rhodope Mountains and known locally for her wide repertoire of Balkan folk songs, but in the world mainly for singing the song Isla Ye Delio Hadutin. The song is part of the Voyager Golden Record selection of music included in the two Voyager spacecraft launched in 1977 as a musical message to the other unknown life forms in the universe. Next up is Fernando Lorca Castro of Costa Rica and Patriotica Castro Re-sensei by Manuel Maria Gutierrez Flores. Now, this music is from Costa Rican composer Manuel Maria Gutierrez Flores. For many years, the lyrics were considered anonymous, but a recent investigation showed that they're an adaptation of a poem by Cuban writer Pedro Santacilia. It was performed for the first time in 1862, and since then has become the most cherished song for Costa Ricans. This song represents the best of Costa Rica and its people, because it is a song about liberty, joy, sacrifice, and humility, but mainly about love for our homeland. Every child in Costa Rica grows up listening to it and learning to love our country through the images that its music and lyrics create. And our next diplomat is Jonatan Vistioff of Estonia. Este mold ja este surda. And Estonian soil and Estonian heart is how that translates, by Lydia Cordula, and lyrics, and then the music is by Rein Renat. This is a 19th century poem made into a song by a 20th century composer, immortalized by the band Ruha. It is an Estonian pop classic that has made its way to people's hearts and has become a part of Estonia's biggest music festival, the Traditional Song Festival, which is included in the UNESCO list of cultural treasures. Listen to the original or its modern remakes to understand why. For the Estonians, the soil and heart are inseparable. And then we have Gerard of Iceland, and it's Island er Landfjord, Iceland is Your Country, by Magnus Thor Sigmundsson. He's the composer, and the lyrics are by Margaret Jean Dittier. And Audrey Marks of Jamaica is our next person. Gere did not have much to say about Island of Pitt. Speaks for itself. Iceland is Your Country. But Audrey of Jamaica says, One Love by Bob Marley and Wonderful World, Beautiful People by Jimmy Cliff are her selections. Bob Marley's iconic message in songs such as One Love, which was designated Song of the Millennium by the BBC in 1999, and Redemption Song are widely known and acknowledged as global anthems of peace and love. Wonderful World, Beautiful People by one of Jamaica's musical treasures, Jimmy Cliff, reflects a similar ethos to One Love, with its appeal for people across the world to live together in love and harmony. These songs are poignant demonstrations of Jamaica's global impact that belies our small size. And then we have Francisco Obadiah Campbell Hooker of Nicaragua. And the selections are Nicaragua, Nicaraguita by Carlos Mejicadoy. And that's the only song that he mentioned, but he did not have a comment there. But the next one is Kari Raayas of Norway in the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg. Edvard Grieg's E. Dovgruben's Hall in the Hall of the Mountain King, with its connection to Henrik Ibsen's play Peer Gynt and the Norwegian trolls that, according to lore, live in the mountains. And then we have another selection. It's called Kygo, All the Music of the Performer Kygo. It's modern, has reached a large international audience, and made a star out of a young man from Bergen, Kier Kwebel Dahl. And Take on Me by a very popular group here in the U.S., A-ha. Take on Me, a classic from the 1980s by the band A-ha. Probably the first time a Norwegian band achieved this level of international attention, and people are still humming it, according to Carr. And then we have from Portugal, Domingos Fezes Vital, and the selection is Cancao do Mar by Amália Rodrigues. And from Slovenia, we have Stanislav Vidorovic and Naj Golici by Slavo Asvenik. And he says this is a Slovenian polka composed by Slavo Asvenik in 1954. It takes its name from a beautiful Slavovian mountain in the western Karawanks on the border with Austria. It is known mainly for its fields of white, or rather wild white narcissi or daffodils, swaths of which cover Galica and surrounding pastures in late April and early May. It is considered one of the most played instrumental tunes in the world and has to date over 600 different cover recordings, including, with ironically, as the song is instrumental, a cappella choir, Perpetuum Jazil. And let's see, our final selection is from Karen Olofsdotter of Sweden, and she has Sommartider by Gillian Dider. Before forming Roxette with Marie Fredriksson, Pierre Guess was successful with his band, Gillian Tider, or Golden Times. Sommartider, Sommartime, is one of the group's most famous songs and an anthem of summer for a large number of Swedes. I also have a very personal reason for liking this song. Of course, it reminds me of summer, but also the area where I grew up. It reminds me of home. Like Pierre Guess, I am from the city of Halmstad in southern Sweden. So there you go. By the way, Andrea Socks has written for the travel section of the Washington Post since 2000, and she's reported on many locations, and we've had several of her articles on many episodes here of Armchair Traveler, and glad to have her today. Wow. Well, as we mentioned in the previous Armchair Traveler, to the cover of the August-September 2019 issue of National Geographic Traveler boasts the caption, Sound Journeys, the Music Issue. And it was Editor-in-Chief George Stone's idea, and he offers a short commentary to explain what his reasoning was. He says, music is a sound organized into a harmonious composition. It's the art of the muses, the rhythm of poetry, the scale of inspiration. In classical Greece, music was embodied by the mus interpre, the giver of delight. In ancient times, music was the beat of a drum and the tone of a flute. Before that, it was the staccato of raindrops, the rush of a river, the song of a bird. Sound is all around us, and yet it can become so layered and discordant that we stop listening. For travelers, the sense of sound is one of the four best tools for discovering the world in all its dimensions. This issue is about exploring with ears first. It's about listening to destinations as well as looking at them. We visit musical places such as Morocco and Corsica, where traditional forms are finding contemporary audiences. We break sonic barriers with gong rocks in Tanzania. A whispering gallery in India echoes at a mosque in Iran, singing seals in Savoie, and a sea organ in Croatia. We find silence amid the booming sand dunes of California. Some sounds lead inward on meditative journeys. Other sounds carry us far afield on expeditions in search of harmonic convergences. If you really want to hear the world, we discovered, you gotta travel with a key of curiosity. And thanks for tuning in. And indeed, thank you for joining us on today's episode of Armchair Traveler. Our journey has ended for today. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it and that you'll be with us next time. I'm Mike Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of our program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments and questions can be directed to 919-832-5138. Bye-bye.